Chapter 3. Conflicts and contradictions. We need to bring light to the darkness. In the light, conscious and subconscious merge and form a new unit, open, transparent, invulnerable. Then we will behold the Philosopher's Stone. There is the alchemical laboratory of all times. It is in this laboratory that the building material for the new human being is found. The objective of the next chapters can be summed up in Krishnamurti's words, which we can translate as follows. Human beings live a contradictory life. They project one thing, feel another, and do something completely different. This life of contradictions, explained by Krishnamurti as the conflict between what should be and what is, makes human beings walk in circles, trapped in their own projections of reality. In this short chapter, we propose that the reader make the following reflections. Do I project an apparent reality into my life and live a totally different one? Do I realize that I always project my happiness and well-being onto the outside, onto people or situations, and this often conflicts with how I really live? Would I like to change my life so as to resolve apparent contradictions and harmonize what should be with what actually is? Do I feel that my mind is lost in trivialities and thus I cannot be silent inside? Do I notice the constant turmoil of my thoughts, feelings, and desires, which carry me to and fro like a boat at the mercy of a storm? To answer these and other questions, it is necessary to use inner tools and seek within ourselves for the understanding of what must be done for real change to happen in our lives. The key to change lies within us. To perceive this key and know how to use it, it is necessary to learn to silence thoughts, feelings, and desires in order to perceive the subtle voice of a totally new reality that is within our reach. May this work help the reader to find that inner silence and realize what needs to be transformed, what needs to be demolished and built, dissolved and regrouped, or in the words of the ancient alchemists, solve et coagula, dissolve and coagulate. The dissolution process consists of putting solvent into something, aiming at its dispersion, decomposition, or breakdown. Solving a problem would therefore consist of putting a solvent into the problem in order to dissolve it, or as they say, solve it. The coagulation process, on the other hand, consists of putting a coagulating agent into something, aiming at the agglutination of its structure. And what would be the dissolving and coagulating agent to use in our lives? This is the secret of modern alchemists. The solvent or coagulating agent to be used is the consciousness transformed by a power that is already within us. This requires an inner dive towards true silence. It is necessary to avoid meaningless thoughts and conversations, the problems of our daily lives, the agitation that we know so well, that during the reading of the next chapters we can experience true stillness and experience what is described in the words of Krishnamurti. In that stillness there is a creative state, and this is the factor that brings about a transformation.